This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
John Bowen just dropped a new report. Find it, watch it, share it at InfoWars.com. For all the TV and radio viewers, we're about to air it right now. They've got their new bioweapon ready, their new hysteria ready to roll out against humanity.
We now live in a world where the hidden 1,291 adverse effects, according to a Pfizer document, are popping up everywhere.
I liken the vaccine to and the injuries caused by it. Basically, it's like a weapon, right? So the virus itself was a pretty bad bioweapon to begin with. But what we need to realize is that the real weapon is the bullet inside the gun, right? So you can deliver the bullet in different ways, and the bullet is the spike protein. The virus was a pretty good gun to shoot the spike protein into your body, but the vaccine, the injections, are like a dirty bomb.
Yet we still won't face the truth.
Whilst you've been distracted by Russia, Ukraine, the UK government quietly published data confirming the triple vaccinated are just weeks away from developing acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
We're not really certain how to treat this. We're kind of throwing the kitchen sink at it. We're throwing antiretrovirals at it. We're throwing interferon at it, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antiparasitics that are in study right now. We're trying to use everything that we can think of to boost up the CD4, CD8 counts and reverse this collapse, this calamity. The kill shot, the money ball, whatever you want to call it, it is just devastating to the immune system. If you look at the Stanford study, the spike protein in the COVID-19 vaccines that everyone is talking about is called the lentivirus. The lenti contains a combination of HIV types 1 through 3, SRV/1, which is AIDS, MERS, and SARS. In the Stanford study, the best known lentivirus is the human immune deficiency pathogen, which causes AIDS. This is why we are seeing autoimmune and neurodegenerative decline after COVID-19, especially the booster. This is a condition known as prion, and the mRNA from the lentivirus cocktail is inserted into the DNA of human cells through an invasive procedure, injection, and permanently changes the genome of the cell.
As Gateway Pundit reported, Richard Jefferson Bustamante Batista suffered a horrific adverse reaction, reportedly due to the Pfizer vaccine. Days after receiving his second dose, he developed Stevens-Johnson syndrome, a rare, serious disorder of the skin and mucous membranes. And as Substack points out, on the subject of excess deaths of youths, enter Edward Dowd. He was a portfolio manager for the multinational investment firm BlackRock, saying the millennials about ages 25 to 40 experienced an 84% increase in excess mortality last fall, describing it as the worst ever excess mortality, I think, in history. It was the highest increase in excess deaths of any age group last year, 7 times higher than the silent generation, who are older than 85. And the increase coincided with the vaccine mandates and the approval of the booster shots. Basically, millennials experienced a Vietnam War in the second half of 2021, Dowd said, noting 58,000 people died in that conflict.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
And as the Casualties and injuries continue to pile up for celebrities from the very real possibility of the mRNA vaccine. 67-year-old Bruce Willis's recent announcement of aphasia ending his career has doctors immediately ruling out the vaccine as causal. Regardless of the many COVID vaccine recipients reporting brain fog and a failure to concentrate after taking the vaccine, while the VAERS data shows 3,057 cases where aphasia is a symptom
due to the COVID-19 vaccine.
The vaccine injury.
It's on InfoWars.com right now. It's life-saving. Please get it out. In December of 2021, InfoWars offered the first in a three-part series, the 1776 Anti-Tyrant Coin, and it sold out in 10 days. And if it wasn't for listeners getting this original, powerful coin, a founding member coin, we would not be on air today. Now, the second coin, the Liberty Tree Coin, is being offered, and it will probably sell out in 10 days again. It certainly needs to the front of operation. It is so historic, and it has a quote from Thomas Jefferson about the Tree of Liberty being refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants and more. See the coin for yourself at 1776coin.com. It's also at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. There's only 10,000 of them, and as a founding member, if we're able to stay on the air, we're planning something very, very special for everyone that helps us go to the next level. So get your new Tree of Liberty coin while you still can at 1776coin.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in incredible times while we're watching a depopulation operation happen via COVID-19, created in the lab, and the vaccine that's actually more of the same weapon. It's biblical, it's amazing, it's nightmarish, but we are here at least exposing it and fighting on to warn as many people as we possibly can. That's why you sharing the articles, the videos, the live feeds is literally the heart of the battle. If you don't do it, we're going to lose. If you take action, we're going to win together. So I wanted to get to this little clip here. I've got quite a few, actually, but this is a clip dealing with the whole vaccine situation and what's unfolding with that. It's clip 4, miscarriages, 50% in vaccinated women, miscarriages 75% in vaccinated women in the first trimester. And this is actually in the New England Medical Journal and a bunch of others. You think, well, where are the ambulance-chasing lawyers? They're not given the green light by the bar, by the Democratic Party to do that. But here's a clip.
Medicine. One of the wonderful doctors we have here is a specialist in obstetrics and gynecology. He runs a fertility clinic, and he showed that, and obviously people who come to fertility clinics have difficulty getting pregnant. So he says that his data correlates with the rest of the world, corresponds with the rest of the world, that about 13% of women, pregnant women, have miscarriages. That's sad, but that's the reality of people in fertility clinics. He said, yeah, with vaccinated women, it goes up to 50%. And with vaccinated women in the first trimester of vaccination, if they were vaccinated in the first trimester, 75% miscarriage. These are facts that are just being ignored. And he's got to come up with a way now of getting them out into the public domain.
All right. So now let's move. That's what's happening over in Australia. Now let's move to a very, very important piece of information. And that's Peter Doocy asking Psaki how they can say if Obama supposedly had COVID and everybody else has COVID, why they're hugging and kissing and how that's not close contact. And again, it's all hyper fraud, close contact, hugging, all that actually early on. A lot of people just create antibodies and get over it. It's locking folks up in their houses that causes all the big mutations and the rest of it. But the point is, they're telling you to keep school kids locked down and toddlers with masks and all this. You see all the Hollywood parties and the rest of it where the elites aren't wearing masks, but their servants and butlers and minions are. I mean, this is a cult were right out in front of your face, like, oh, that famous book by George Orwell on Animal Farm, where at first the pigs convinced the farm animals to rebel against the humans. That's the archetype of the sitting elite and aristocrats in government, by saying four legs good, two legs bad. But then once the pigs take over, they say, well, two legs good, four legs good. And then later they say, actually, four legs bad, two legs good, because the pigs start walking upright. And so that's how this hypocrisy works. So, like, you wear your mask, you do all this, but we don't. Four legs bad, two legs good. But it all started out with four legs good, two legs bad. Here is that clip.
It will be an outside event, and we'll be marking it in that way. Go ahead.
Thanks, Jen. How can you guys say that President Biden was not a close contact with Speaker Pelosi when there is video of the Speaker kissing him?
Well, Peter, the way that it is defined is by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, and their definition of it is 15 minutes of contact within a set period of time and within 6 feet. It did not meet that bar. It does not mean that that no one will get COVID around the world who does not have a close contact. It just means we are defining for all of you whether the president and their interaction met the definition of the CDC of a close contact.
Half the cabinet was there on Tuesday, at least two additional cabinet members.
So let's back that up about 10 seconds. I love the zombies hugging each other. She's got her hands like the swamp thing and or the thing from the Black Lagoon. She's like grabbing him. And I mean, both of these mummies, this is who rules us. A bunch of sycophantic scum that has hijacked the government that now wants to declare any opposition as illegal. We are in quite the pickle anyway, you slice it. All right, I want to give the number out for first-time callers. We don't screen your calls. All we ask for is a good, clean phone line so we can hear what you have to say. We're going to go to you and move the next person so everybody gets on. I love your calls. Any subject you want to call in about, it's just got to have a clean phone line, and we're going to go to your calls. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and we will get you up, ladies and gentlemen, on the air. So please, I want to hear from you. If you disagree, you agree, all I ask for is you got a clean phone line. We want to hear from you. Again, toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and your calls are coming up. Now, I'm doing okay today. I've covered 30% of the news in the first hour and 12 minutes or so. I'm going to go to your calls first, but interspersed with the calls, we've got this very important question that's being asked by the corporate media everywhere that is so central. Everyone, even New York Times, not just Town Hall, liberal and conservative, are asking this big question. How on earth are Democrats, when Biden on average has a 30 or lower percent poll, the lowest of any president ever, even in establishment polls that sample 10 to 15 to 20 points more for Democrats, how on earth are they in the midterms going to retain anything when even major blue states are going Republican, hoping to just end this nightmare of gas prices and open borders and collapsing country and war and all the rest of it? And the answer is election fraud. And that's why they don't care. That's why they're going to turn pipelines off. That's why they're going to open borders up. That's why they're going to teach drag queen pedophile time. That's why they do it all, because they know in blue cities and states, in almost every case, the fix is in. It came out that Bill Barr, as Attorney General, blocked an investigation the FBI wanted to have of 200,000+ ballots from one state being driven into Pennsylvania, confirmed, and instead basically threatened to indict the postal worker that thought it was suspicious and looked in it. Shipping in pre-printed ballots to steal the election. And how do you get away with that? Well, you get away with it by controlling the Justice Department, and that's where all this insanity and all this arrogance and all this chutzpah and all of this bravado and whatever you want to call it comes from, but also the ineptitude of the globalists, because they can just commit any damn crime they want. You have Hunter Biden with tens of thousands of just horrible crimes on his laptop and, you know, just things that are unspeakable, and Chinese top spy generals running him, and he's talking about it, and payoffs to his father, hundreds of millions of dollars. And the corporate media completely and totally shut that story down. And that's why they hate talk radio. That's why they hate what's left of the free internet, is because that's a place where no matter what they do, it still comes out. Because they might have successfully suppressed Hunter Biden's laptop in the last month of the election, and national polls show that Trump would have won, even despite the fraud, by 17 extra points. So they stole 3 points from him to win. So that means 13-plus point victory for Trump in national polls if they'd have known about Hunter Biden and the crackhead stuff and the trophy photos with his naked niece and all the rest of it. I'm glad to hear at least 70% of Democrats aren't pedophiles or crackheads or Chinese spies. But surprise is not more, but that's a huge win for Trump. But notice, they didn't get a chance to see it because it got suppressed as fake and Russian propaganda, but it wasn't. It was all real. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back line, about to go to Joshua, Steve, James, Cobra, John, Sean, John, and many others on this live Friday edition. But first, I wanted to hit this. Again, they can try to censor, they can try to debank, they can try to block people, they can sue people, but you're not going to stop humanity from wanting the truth. And our greatest achievement here at InfoWars is studying the globalist white papers, their operations, warning the public worldwide, and seeing all these populist leaders get elected that are aware of Soros and the WEF and the rest of it, and to just see how many big talk show hosts now, the most popular in every country in the world, are telling the truth and get who the enemy is, and that's why they're in full panic mode right now and want to set the precedent to destroy those that stand up to their tyranny. So, beautiful. Student confronts fake news purveyor Brian Stelter from CNN at Disinfo Conference, and it's glorious. That's what the Gateway pundit Jim Hoff had to say, and it's also on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. And this went on and on. I watched a bunch of this morning. I mean, people just hit them and hit them and hit them on their fake news, and how are they now posing as the who's going to censor and who's going to control when they are the definition of fake news? Here it is.
Hi, thank you for coming. My name is Christopher Phillips. I'm a first year at the college. My question is for Mr. Seltzer. You've all spoken extensively about Fox News being a purveyor of disinformation, but CNN is right up there with them. They push the Russian collusion hoax. They push the Jussie Smollett hoax. They smear Justice Kavanaugh as a rapist, and they also smeared Nick Salmon as a white supremacist. And, yes, they dismissed the Hunter Biden laptop affair as pure Russian disinformation. With mainstream corporate journalists becoming little more than apologists and cheerleaders for the regime, is it time to finally declare that the canon of journalistic ethics is dead or no longer operative? All the mistakes of the mainstream media and CNN in particular seem to magically all go in one direction. Are we expected to believe that this is all just some sort of random coincidence, or is there something else behind it?
Too bad it's time for lunch.
You have 30 seconds.
No, I mean, right. there's a clock that says 30 seconds. But I think my honest answer to you, and I'll come over and talk in more detail after this, is that I think you're describing a different channel than the one that I watch. But I understand that that is a popular right-wing narrative about CNN. I think it's important when we talk about shared reality and democracy, all these networks, all these news outlets have to defend democracy. And when they screw up, admit it. But when Benjamin Hall, the Fox correspondent, was wounded in Ukraine, the news crews at CNN and the New York Times stopped what they were doing, and they tried to help. They tried to help him get out of the country. They tried to find the dead crew members. That's what news outlets do. That's how they actually do work together, to your question about sharing those kinds of connections and trust. We don't talk about it enough, though. We don't share that reality about how that happens. And with regards to the regime, I think you mean President Biden. The last time I spoke with a Biden aide, we yelled at each other. So that's the reality of the news business that people don't see, that people don't hear. They imagine that it's a situation that simply is not. But I think your question, it speaks to the failure of journalism to show our work and show the reality of how our profession operates. We have a lot of work to do, I think.
Did you hear that? Oh, those are Fox News talking points that they lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They lied about Jesse Smollett. They lied about Peter Sandman. That they on and 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 on forever lying on purpose. I mean, we've made a few mistakes here, and they get pumped up and promoted and pushed like it's everything we do. When we admit we make mistakes, these people engage in deception on purpose. You know, have you noticed with my show, 90% of the time if I'm talking about something, we show you the video or the audio. We show you the article to go find more. When you tune into CNN and they say, Alex Jones is a white supremacist, do they show me supporting Hitler, that loser? Do they show me hailing Hitler? No. No, they don't. They have New York Times articles saying we had a fish at the office and I reached in the fishbowl and ate it. We've never had a fish at the office. And I don't even really like fish that much. I wouldn't eat a well-cooked fish most of the time. I had beef instead. But it doesn't matter. It's just fancy lies so big that people go, well, it's got to be true. I mean, the New York Times isn't going to say a poor employee had a little fish. And Jones goes, why do you have a fish? And grabs it and eats it. It's, and you're like, well, where have I heard of that before? Wolf of Wall Street. And again, the only reason I tell that story is they are consciously lying. I have never consciously lied. Have I been sitting up here with heartburn or a headache sometimes and gotten something wrong or I'm handed something, I think it's the one document, it's another, and I get something all the time. All the time. I caught myself in the last hour going, you know, these supermodels go out there to Africa to shoot video in front of dying kids, and then, you know, the cameraman, everybody leave, and the kids die, and nobody takes care of them. And my crew commander said, hey, actually, the guy that took this photo, which I knew that, I'd forgotten it, he died. He committed suicide after he saw the little baby die. I'm like, oh, I actually forgot about that. I wasn't clear about that. Let me fix that. And that was in one segment, and 4 minutes later, next segment, I came out last hour, and I corrected it right then. Because I got a crew in there of six people, and they're not perfect, just like me, and they're watching. They're watching. And if they see something they think's wrong, or they think I got something wrong, and it happens every day, they come and say, hey, you got this wrong. You need to get that right. And do I go like a prima donna? You get out of here. No, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. It sounded like I was saying this photographer didn't care. I was talking about all the other ones. Oh, yeah. Because they literally go out to dead and starving people and like shoot a photo shoot. It's been all the news and give them none of the money or support. I mean, here's the deal. The Salvation Army spends about 90% of the money they get on the people. That's incredible to only spend 10%. They're the model. They're not perfect either. They've gotten all woke and they're bad now. But the point is, Bono has been running for 30 years his foundation that they admit was giving less than 1%. Once people complained, he started giving 1.2%. Imagine running telethons all over the world, everybody airs, and you beg for money for starving children, and you keep 99%. That is a monster. And that's why the globalists love him. It's why Klaus Schwab, and that's why Bill Gates vacationed with him, and because he's just a fake dude with pink sunglasses who is a freaking monster. And again, they were giving like 0.9% before, and now it's 0.12 or 1.2. How do you do that? How do you sit there and beg for money for people to say it's for starving Africans, and then you keep the damn money? How could you come up with somebody like that? We're not saying, well, he's raising money or going to Africa to help people. He shouldn't be on a private jet or shouldn't pay for his expenses. But the point is he doesn't do any of that. He keeps every freaking nickel, and he doesn't even go to Africa. This is a greedy, monstrous devil. And he's going to be made in hell to eat all those gold coins. I mean that metaphysically. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to go right back to your calls. Straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua, Steve, James, Cobra, Don, John, Sean, John, Elizabeth, Alex, and the order that received your calls live on air to millions straight ahead in defiance of tyranny, in defense of liberty. Infowars.com lives.
We are only offering three coins in the series. The first coin was released in December of 2021 and sold out in 10 days. Now, the second coin as we enter the last days of March into April 2022 is now being offered. And I believe it will sell out in just a few days again because these are historic coins and because our amazing listeners want to support freedom and keep InfoWars at the front lines of the fight against these tyrants. So go for yourself to 1776coin.com and see the new Liberty Tree coin. It is powerful. Witness this powerful iconography for yourself and have this piece of history and be part of the founding member system that we're set to launch in the very near future thanks to your support of this project. Get a historic memento that helps keep InfoWars on the air and also gives you a real piece of history at 1776coin.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to your phone calls. I want to finish up on this First Amendment issue. It's the life of the world, which we're trying to destroy here, so that once it falls, it will fall across the planet. So we saw the student confront fake news purveyor Brian Stelter, the self-appointed globalist of disinformation and censorship, him being destroyed with the facts of certified, documented, proven hoax stories they ran, many of which they've paid Federal Elections Commission fines for. And his answer is, that's a right-wing talking point that doesn't exist, even though we all know it exists. And that ties into this. NBC News, U.S. putting out phony intel as part of InfoWar, with Russia. And I really resent that they use the term InfoWar. The Pentagon calls it that as deception. No, InfoWar can be true, it can be a lie, or it can be a mix of the two. That's why we call it InfoWars, is getting people aware of the fact that there's a what? A war on for your mind. But now more and more you hear the term InfoWar, InfoWar. Again, I was sitting there in 1997, been on the air a few years, retired Air Force intelligence officer, deputy fire chief, a good friend of mine, Freeland, said, you need a website. I'm over at his house drinking beer with him and his wife having dinner. He's an older guy, got parrots, cockatoos, sitting around in South Austin. And I said, what's the name? He goes, you know, you're involved in information warfare. Let's see if InfoWars is available. And InfoWar wasn't available, but InfoWars was. We got it. And that's history. But that's, well, just like I didn't come up with the answer in 1984 or 1776, a famous British economist that advised the main government, was the top economist in England. I didn't know who he was when I met him. He died like a year after I interviewed him at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. He said, you know, Alex, it's a mathematical equation, liberty versus tyranny. The answer is 1984 is 1776. I'm like, that's a great idea. And I had dinner with him and drank some beer with him and Jim Tucker. And back then, he didn't even Google people's names, but he was like, I was once an economist, blah, 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 blah. And I looked the guy up later. He was like super famous. But the point is, that cool saying came from them. And that's what InfoWars is. It's not about Alex Jones. It's not about you. It's not about your neighbor. It's about all of us together, how we all come up with really cool stuff. So, yeah, that's our slogan. The answer to 1984 is 1776, but it didn't come from me. Came from you. I did come up with InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. That's kind of a cool little deal. But the point is, all of our victories together are victories for all of us. So NBC News, U.S. putting out phony intel as part of InfoWar with Russia. And then here's the actual, because I'm not just going to show you an InfoWars article. You know, who knows? Maybe we're lying. I always say, trust me that I'm not trying to lie to you, but I get stuff wrong sometimes. You should check. Like Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. But here's the NBC article. Go read it. They say lying's good when it's for stopping bad guys. In a break with the past, the U.S. is using intel to fight an info war with Russia, even when the intel isn't rock solid. That's a nice way of putting it. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Joshua in Pennsylvania, thank you so much for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Quick plug for your product. The fish oil, man, is amazing. Like, the highest quality stuff I've used. I've used Nordic Naturals from Vitamin Shop, but this stuff is way beyond it. So, yeah. And the iodine's great, too. I mean, it just awakens you mentally. You just feel way more energized. So, yeah, people need to get that stuff now. No doubt.
Absolutely.
So I found this quote that is pretty incredible. It's from 1962, and just bear with me. I'm going to read it. The image of the world as traced in my imagination. The Cold War will be a thing of the past. Internal pressure of the constantly growing intelligentsia in Russia for more freedom and the pressure of the masses for raising their living standards may lead to a gradual democratization of the Soviet Union. This was in 1962. On the other hand, the increasing influence of the workers and farmers and the rising political importance of men of science may transform the United States into a welfare state with a planned economy, essentially what's happening now. Western and Eastern Europe will become a federation of autonomous states having a socialist and democratic regime, with the exception of the USSR or Russia. As the federated Eurasian state, all other continents will become united in a world alliance, at whose disposal will be an international police force. All armies will be abolished, and there will be no more wars. In Jerusalem, the United Nations, a truly United Nations, will build a shrine of the prophets to serve the federated union of all continents. This will be the seat of the Supreme Court of mankind to settle all controversies among the federated continents as prophesied by Isaiah. Higher education will be the right of every person in the world. A pill to prevent pregnancy will slow down the explosive natural increase in the world, particularly in China and India. And by 1987, the average lifespan may reach 100 years. This was the founder of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, then the first prime minister. So this guy obviously knew something. How about it?
And most of what he said is actually unfolded and come true. So, yes, that gets into State Department Memorandum 7277, which was officially signed into U.S. government policy by Kennedy in 62. Have you ever seen 7277?
Wow, it's amazing. And then they whacked him.
It's all there, brother. It's all there. It's incredible. I'm really glad you brought that up. How do people find that Ben-Gurion quote?
You got to do some digging. It's from Look Magazine, January 16th, 1962.
All right, so Ben-Gurion interview, Look Magazine, 62. Thank you, brother. All right, let's move to the next person here. I'm going the order the calls are received. Let's go to Cobra in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Great to finally get through to you, Alex. First of all, I want to talk about sometimes you say it's a two-way win for your products. It's actually a two-for-one win for us. We get great products that keep us healthy and alive and great information. And then and in return, you get funded. So
yes,
it's two. It's actually we get two things, and you get one. So
couldn't do it without you, brother.
It's a no-brainer. Yep, it's a no-brainer. What I want to talk about is I've actually worked with pharmaceuticals for over 20 years. They bring my company in when a drug's coming to market. And I've worked with many pharmaceuticals. And only about 5% of all drugs that try to go to market make it. So when I heard that there were no phase 3 long-term trials, I literally pulled what you did on one of the shows where you said impossible 5 straight times. I mean, that is impossible. And the reason I say that is because, and I've worked a long time with this, whenever there's short-term side effects, especially death, they shut it down. Because the long term is exponentially worse. So unfortunately, what you might see here is something really, really bad. And it is not by accident. This whole thing is intentional, completely intentional. And if you knew what I knew, you'd be really scared for these people that got this shot.
Well, give us your researched, experienced knowledge. A few more minutes on why you're so concerned.
When a drug's coming to market, you have to learn everything about the drug. So I see all the side effects. And the short-term side effects, they don't worry about because they know the amount of poison they put in these in a shot or vaccine. So they know short-term is not a big deal because they know how much poison is going to kill somebody. They don't know the long-term effects. And they never did a phase study, a trial on long-term effects. And now you're seeing short-term. So many short-term. We're still in short-term now. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, but from my experience, from what I've seen and studying a drug, I'm basically a doctor because they make you study everything about the drug, and not many of them go to market because it's so hard to get approved and just to see that no
one. Yeah, this whole thing skipped any basic trials, and then they covered up what was in the live trial databases, which is just mass murder. Well said. Thank you, Cobra. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come right back, take 5 calls in the next segment, then a whole other hour of phone calls and breaking news right ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From a deeper perspective, I think it really is going to shape the future of humanity and the future of life itself, because the new technologies will soon give some corporations and governments the ability to hack human beings. There is a lot of talk about hacking computers, smartphones, emails, bank accounts, but the really big thing is hacking human beings. To hack human beings, you need a lot of biological knowledge, a lot of computing power, and especially a lot of data. If you have enough data about me and enough computing power and biological knowledge, you can hack my body, my brain, my life. You can reach a point when you know me better than I know myself. And once you reach that point, and we are very close to that point, then democracy, the free market, as we have, and actually all political systems, also authoritarian regimes, we have no idea what happens once you pass that point.
But he promotes an authoritarian system where they force you to do this. He says the days of your free will are over, but, oh, he thinks he'll be programming it. That's one of the Davos Group's top, quote, scientists. And it's everything I'm warning you about, but I'm saying it's bad. He's saying it's good. But when I say it's bad, oh, I get attacked and lied about and sued. When he says it's good and we should follow it, all. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here. Let's go to James in West Virginia. James, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Alex.
A couple of points I'd like to make real quick. Number one is our Senator Joe Manchin, he's a Democrat, but oftentimes he's, you know, he's pretty good. He hardly sidelines with most of the Democrats when it comes to doing what is actually right for the state. And I'm usually pretty impressed with him.
Sure, he's more of a populist.
Yeah, right. But this time, when he voted for Ketanji Jackson, I was very, very upset with that. And I just was kind of shocked. I didn't think he was going to do it just because of his previous, you know, stances on what's right and giving her history in the court. I just was a little shocked to see that, and I'm pretty mad about it, you know.
Well, you saw some Republicans vote for her as well. And again, I don't give a flying you know what that she's got dark skin. If she was a patriot, great, love a black woman on there. It's that she is a horrible pedo protector. But who do you think Joe Biden, the pedo granddaddy, is going to put in there?
Well, I mean, I should have been expected. Yeah, I didn't expect less, but I was just shocked that he sidelined with him on that one. Because often, like I said, he does not. He was a real fight, you know, for Joe getting some stuff across the table. You know, he opposing basically.
Well, sure. I mean, the Democrats get mad at him when they don't support carbon taxes and things like that would totally end the country. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, brother. Okay, let's go to Sean in Virginia. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Sean.
Hi, Alex. Afternoon. How you doing?
I'm just living inside the new world order now, bro. It's going to get crazier from here on out.
You got that right. Look, I'm a father. I'm a veteran. I'm a red-blooded American, and I'm pissed.
God bless you,
Alex. I've been listening to you forever, man, and I love you. And I can't believe I've had so much I've wanted to say and talk about, but I've had to take a break, man. The past 2-3 weeks or so, I've had to turn everything off. I was on a hair trigger. I was pissed off at everybody, just getting mad, and I had to step back. But what came to my mind first today is communications. I wanted to pick your brain. What do we do? I mean, we know they're going to turn the lights out. We know they're going to turn the internet off. So let's think about it now and prepare right now. How do we act? How do we, you know,
you expose the Davos Group next move after a viral release is a war, an economic collapse, and then sporadic power outages to totally crater civilization. And if people read that from Klaus Schwab and know ahead of time, then if they dare do it, the states will organize and others will realize what's happening. But we won't even have the gas power plants or the pipelines during a shutdown to get the stuff in we need. But most of America is somewhat self-sufficient other than areas of California and New York and, you know, like Connecticut and a few places. And so that's why they're shutting our infrastructure off to make us dependent when they go for the jugular.
Because we know that they'll just leave their lines open, their media outlets, you know, that they want us to hear and program.
Yeah, they're essential. We're non-essential.
Yes. Should we start buying printing presses? I mean, that's where we're going back to.
You're a smart guy, but you're thinking about what to do once they hit us with that. And I agree, we should be doing some of that planning. But how about stopping them now? How about saying no to their plan now? Because if there's enough heat on them that, look at COVID, we partially backed them off to at least take the pressure off because they saw our opposition exploding. We were about to politically take over. So they back off as soon as we're about to win, and then they bring it back later. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Do you think that, I know that there's been a lull, that they've let us go here for a little bit with the COVID scenarios. Do you think that they've lost people's minds in that aspect? When they try to turn it back on, they're going to lose a big percentage of the people that they had captured?
Absolutely. I mean, as things get worse and worse, they're going to lose almost everybody. But then the people will blame the government instead of the globalists that control the government. And obviously the government's out of control, and I'm mad at the government. But it's an extension of us losing control of it. So Larry Fink and Bill Gates and all the usual suspects, Klaus Schwab, obsess on governments are failing. We need corporate rulership, and we need digital currencies, and we need social credit scores, and we need virtual basic incomes, which Elon Musk just announced and said we need them to play that next hour. And so, again, they create the crisis and offer the solution.
Yep. And I feel like if they do, or if and when they do shut things down, you know, if we do have those things in line, like a printing press or something, we'll have a chance to recapture people's minds, because their machine will be on pause for whatever reasons they're using for it at that time. But just thoughts, man. Hey, keep it up, Alex. I love you.
Sean, we love you, too. Thank you so much for calling. All right, go to the next call in the order they received. That'd be Steve in North Dakota. Steve, welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, have you ever heard of a guy called, goes by the name of Ice Age Farmer?
I have heard of that. One of my producers told me about him, so I should get him on. He's laying out, he warned they would use the caravans, right, as a pretext to bring in martial law, right?
They're going after this bird flu, and they're going around killing thousands, if not millions, of turkeys and chickens. So when Joe Biden says there's food shortage coming, there is. Because they're doing it.
Well, that's right. There's major supply breakdowns everywhere. It's the post-industrial world. It's everything you see with Extinction Rebellion, but at the higher level. Extinction Rebellion is the lower level minions. But Klaus Schwab is the high priest of that. Bird flu cases force killing of 5.3 million chickens in Iowa alone. I'm glad you mentioned that. That was in my stack to mention.
Yeah, they're using the same PCR test they use for COVID to test all these chickens and turkeys for bird flu, and then they're just wiping out the whole flock.
They did the same thing with spongiform encephalopathy. Most of the cows and sheep didn't have it, but they used a false test. Remember that? What was that, 20 years ago? And killed basically all the cows and sheep in Britain.
Well, and they're also telling the railroad companies to stop delivering grain or feed to all the major cattle and dairy producers. So they're going to have to cull their herds because they can't feed them. When they talk about food shortages, they are creating it.
Steve, preach it. You are dead on. Everything you're saying, they're just pulling up. It's mainstream news. You can just see it every level. Cut off the pipelines. Cut off the oil drilling. Cut off the gas drilling. Cut off the chickens. Cut off the turkeys. Cut off the grain. Cut it off. Cut it off.
Yeah, but one more thing. You guys say it's clown world. I prefer the term bizarro world.
I hear you, brother. God bless. We'll be right back next hour with all the great callers that are patiently holding, like Don and John and Lang and Elizabeth and Alex and so many others. Straight ahead, hour number three. Is a few minutes away. And yes, we need your support, folks. This is the last weekend for 40% off on VasoBeak. It's so good for your cardiovascular system and heart. Amazing concentrate. Supports the broadcast, 40% off. And BioTriselinium is 40% off. It's just as important as the iodine in biomechanical and electrochemical activity in the body. Every cell must have it to operate. It's 40% off. Highest quality you'll find. And Pollen Block. Been sold out for a year. Finally got some in. Very special, natural antihistamine. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them all, including our new immune boost. It's got all the key herbs and vitamins in it for your immune system. More important than ever, that's also discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We will not be able to stay on here without your support. We appreciate your support. Don't forget, this weekend it's going to sell out, and that is the part two of the coin series, the founder coin series at 1776coin.com. Your funding of that coin helps us stay on air and build new systems. 1776coin.com. We'll sell out within 2 days. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.